And speaking of Tasmania and basketball, could return to the NBL gym. They're down there trying to get a team out of Tassie. They've got the stadium all up and going. So that could start in 2 years' time.
Did you say basketball is going to return to the NBL?
Tasmania could return to the NBL. Were you listening? You're not listening?
No, I was listening.
No, don't say flappers. I think you might have misheard.
No.
Because you weren't listening and you're looking at something else. Now, it's a weird world, Jim.
What?
This is a weird world. Well, where we hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player, even basketball player. Yeah, and Joe Ingles scored 13. Oh, they were very good. So the Bombers, they play, or even the Boomers, they play CC.
It's got CC's on the phone saying, listen, we're just pulling our spend.
Dellavedova, 24 points, 6 of 10 outside the arc.
Of course, he used to play with the greatest, the GOAT.
Yes.
And Bill asked him when he spoke to LeBron James how he would refer to him.
Would you be like that, or you'll bounce up and go, hey, Lebo?
Yeah, no.
Lebo.
Lebo.
I don't know if I'll call him Lebo, but...
That's how he's known over there, Jim.
No one calls him that.
In the circles I mix with really? Over there in the basketball.
Oh!
Friend of the show.
No!
The Boomers take on Czech Republic tonight, Jim, in China in the quarterfinal.
Brilliant.
Because guess what? Last night, we defeated France. What?
2 nights ago.
The night before last night, Jim,
yes.
We defeated France.
The night before last night.
By 1 point, yes. Which was a bloody good win. So well done to the Boomers.
Bloody oath.
And a win tonight over the Czech Republic, Jim, will take them into the quarterfinals in the final four teams that will guarantee them a spot in either a bronze or a gold. Oh, thank you. That's what it'd be, the top four, wouldn't you?
It better be it, Bill, yeah.
I just read what Abraham have a look at him. Said.
Well, you could have read it prior to coming on air.
And I got a nice little dumpling shop down here in Clarendon Street.
Right.
So I walk down here, three little dumplings. Oh, no. So I walk in, Jim, and it's a good
that
shop.
That came after the dumplings, yeah. Take a little spell here, Bill, and then we'll get to our man Haystacks, because you've had your say. I don't know whether he actually heard your preview.
No. And we had our opening night, right? Everyone, we had 150 there. What? Never saw any of them come back, because it was all free opening night.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Just something. I just heard. The opening of the cafe.
We'd stopped talking about that 2 minutes ago.
What are you talking about now? What are you talking
about? We're talking about your World Cup preview.
Oh, did he hear that?
Well, that's the question, honestly. We're going to have to wind up.
What just happened?
Johnny, I'll just say this to him through the glass. I know you've just started your cafe, but I've got a vacancy for a co-host of this show, and please start immediately. Call him
over. He wears Birkenstocks.
Can't balance then. Kane sandals. Richardson, very good player. No. Who do you like, Jim?
Richardson or Williamson?
Kane Williamson. Who do you like, Jim?
How's he going, Bill, do you reckon?
He's good. But I think New Zealand. Yeah, they just go under the radar a little bit and are a good side.
You know who's still playing for New Zealand? Ross Smith. How many games has he played? For the last 20.
Didn't he play halfback flank for
Ross Taylor, you flogs. Ross Taylor.
I reckon Jacka Smith used to come off the halfback flank and pick you off in your day. There's weird stuff in our city.
That's our best topic ever.
Probably not best.
I think so, Jim. It's been the longest and continual.
Oh, no.
And well done, Bill, because you brought it up.
Get that written down, Matty. Hits it nicely.
Joe Root. And Morgan got 50s, Jim. And then Joffre Archer.
Yes.
Joffre Allen's a doctor
down at Geelong. Yeah, thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Hence, Jim, 1-555-35. I didn't run, Jim. I didn't run for it.
What are we doing?
Actually, 1-555-35.
1-555-35 is just... Bill, you've been on this station now for a decade.
So, we'll get two contestants on the line, Jim.
Right.
They'll ring through now on 1-111-3.
1-111-3.
1-111-353.
So, give us that number again.
1-111-353.
That is it. That's the correct
one.
Only
been on our station 10 years.
Yeah.
So, this is a tease. So, ring now. 1-111-353.
Yes. That'll be our number, yeah.
Liverpool defeated Tottenham. Tottenham cannot win a nothing, Jim. They are...
cannot win a nothing.
Nothing in Madrid. 2-0. Right, yes. But I love this because Jurgen Klopp.
Jurgen.
Well, Jurgen will do. Jurgen. Depends what state you're in. Jurgen. I don't know if Jurgen's a big drinker. And
he's German. So.
Well, we don't know. That's been generalisation.
Oh, no. Generalisation-ing.
That's it. My new hero, Jimmy boy. Name We've him. Got a new hero. Name him Bob. And he's a hero for the big boys out there. Oh, for the fatties.
He is big.
His name is... where is he? Jimmy's here somewhere. Andy Ruiz. Ruiz?
Junior.
Getting votes, Jim.
And what then about the next game?
Well, that's right. And we move on to the next game. Harris Andrews.
Chris Golding coming in.
Yes. And Lachlan, or I reckon Lockie from Mount Albert.
Oh, Mount Albert.
Mount Albert, you idiot. Yeah. Say it right. What about this? This is strange that Frio coach Ross Lyon has today been spotted having lunch with Carlton Blue List. He looks after the list of players. Yeah. Steve Silvani. Right. It's a who am I for the final one. So it gets exciting. And jump in whenever you are. Think you know.
Oh, well, whenever you are.
Think you know. A bit of trouble at Richmond. David Ashbury and Brandon Ellis will not play this Friday night.
Ashbury.
Yep.
Astbury.
Astbury. Yeah, yeah, I said that. Listen.
Did you? Right.
Open your ears.
No, it sounded like that's what you
said. This Friday night.
Bill has as much chance of making the AFL Hall of Fame as he does of telling a seriously funny joke every day. Oh. Hashtag never going to happen.
Now, Wayne, where were you Monday? The old coffee and the porridge one, which was very, very good.
Yeah, but Bill.
And yesterday, the chicken mathematician.
No. Oh, what the hell was that?
Matty,
get your pen out.
The mathematician.
What was that word you've just attempted?
It was the mathematician the other
way. Oh, my
God. The other way. Another World Cup. So netball followers, fans, whatever you might be, ring us now on 133353 and you could win that magnificent KO Sports subscription.
He actually ran out of breath.
I did. I went too long.
Martin Shirley, M. Shirley 61, some feedback here. I had a mad mate who swore that the last quarter of the petrol tank emptied quicker than the others.
That is a long mine. I don't mind that, Jim. Martin.
A long mine. What does that mean?
My theory.
Oh, right.
My theory.
Along the same lines as yours. Is that what you sort of meant?
Don't call me Shirley.
But
and then come back
and then
go
come
again?
Back, go again, yeah.
How's Holly?
Molly.
Oh, my God. But turn him off.
Well, Drillery Primary School, Jim.
Yes.
A public school we were. Yes. The Catholics were down the road.
Yes.
The Drillery Public School. Guess who we had?
Who?
Former Geelong champion ruckman, Darren Flanagan. Oh, Big Dur turned up.
Tasher.
Who would have been, when he played, he was 6'8" or something. Yeah, biggest bloke.
The mullet.
Big mullet, big hair. Dur, his nickname. And he walked in and we just couldn't believe how big, look at him. And he played for the Cats. This is in Drury. That was a big thing back then, playing a Cats player at your school.
That's got my two covered.
Yeah. Well,
two unknown basketballers.
Never. Big Dasher.
Yeah. Well,
played in the 89 grand final.
Exactly. Well, at least he's currently was currently played
with
playing.
Him.
Exactly.
Actually, it mightn't have been him. How did that work if I'm at primary school?
Well, you just told a story. You've done a Nathan Brown. You've told a story that doesn't actually exist.
No. Oh! If I played with him in 89.
He couldn't have visited your school.
Well, anyway, what's the topic? Tell you what is a great story, Jim.
What's a great
is
story?
Is the Dunkley family. Of course, Josh, who plays for the Western Bulldogs. Yes. He's a very good player.
He's very good.
And then Kyle got picked up by the Melbourne Demons mid-season draft.
Kyle, yep.
And then Lara plays for the Vixens. Yes. They're all brothers and sisters. Now, that is a good story. Old Andrew Dunkley, he's thrown well. He's done very well, old Dunkers down there. Very good player at Sydney, of course.
No, he was. And not a great kick of the ball.
No.
Neither is his son. Sort of hasn't fallen far from the tree.
I think Lara's a very good shooter. Actually, I don't know where she plays. Might play centre, but that's a good little fam. Nice family.
So she doesn't shoot at all. She doesn't shoot at all if she's centre, no.
All right, so we'll have a break. Come back after that.
Well, the song's already playing, so probably we'll go to a song.
4 o'clock, Malloy and Kennedy over there. We'll see how they go. Footies on, frothies.
Stop talking.
I was thinking of you today because you were telling us about your flight over to Adelaide where you went up to the front, of course.
That's it.
That took me back to when I boarded a plane once, Jim.
Oh, no.
This is true. I boarded a plane and we're waiting to embark. So,
to embark or you were on the plane?
No, we're on the runway waiting to embark.
To depart, then, you mean?
waiting to embark, I think it would be the terminology you'll find, my friend.
How long
were you? 7 hours. We're on the embarked on the tarmac. Eurodes is balloons.
Balloons.
Or even balloons, yeah.
Balloons or balloons. Yeah.
You,
hey, now,
you did not listen there.
I am.
You hear a word of that, Tommy,
now,
did he?
Tuesday, I it was. And what about Sunday? We're there, Triple M Marvel Stadium. And
well, thank you, Bill. I reckon Gibbo knows where he was. Yeah. Where'd you go, Pete?
Murrindindi.
Oh, where the hell is that?
Up near the Murray.
Just out the back of Yay. It's
up near
in the middle
Murray.
Of nowhere.
It's missed a whole year.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
His brother's been very good.
Exactly. Hamish Hartlett. That's a hard word to say.
Not really.
No. Hamish Hartlett.
Hamish Hartlett.
And we got a great prize for that.
What have we got? Oh, the St. Andrews Beach Brewery. Well, you were down there.
I was there Monday.
How good?
Oh, magnificent. Nah, I was in the McIvy Deavy.
Oh, no.
Diva store.
This has been the problem.
McIvy Deavy. Diva.
Oh, no.
McIvy Diva. Stall. Oh, it's no. Hard to say that, Jim.
What the hell?
But I was in the stall. That great horse that won 3 Melbourne Cup.
No, thank you, Bill. Good to see him too. How are you, mate?
I'm very good. I just want people to try and say McIvy Diva again. That was a good laugh on the way in. Just try
McIvy.
It one more. McIvy
Diva.
Oh, no.
Oh, great
really crashed on the way in here.
Do it all together.
Yeah, what do you say? Kick it to me?
No. But I do a lot of footy.
It's funny you mentioned that.
Analogy.
Analogy.
Oh, this is good for a Friday.
Where is he at?
Rio gold medalist, Kyle Chambers.
Yes, I saw
is
that
flying.
Too.
Chalmers, Jim, get it right. Swam the fastest 100 freestyle.
What the hell? Where
the
have you
fastest,
been?
No, nowhere, Jim.
Have you been to a lunch?
I've had 3 coffees.
I leave the state, Bill, and what happens to you?
She had a flat tyre, so I helped her change her flat and sent her on the way, and I got a kiss on the cheek from her.
Oh. You're unbelievable.
That's good.
I like that, Jim.
I'm liking these ones.
Oh, that's a very good one.
Craig's there, Bill.
I tell you what, there's a lot of chivalry. G'day, Craig from Narre Warren South.
Of course I know what to do with
Jim, it is for Lisa, your partner, because she's an interior designer. And?
That's the wild drill, mate. Is that cordless?
Yeah.
Well, you need to plug it in and charge it. You can't just plug it in and use it. So what's wrong with bloody Jimbo?
Oh, well, I think it's got a bit of both. You can plug it in and use it or charge it.
No, you can't plug it in, you flog. It's lithium.
Anyway, I got...
What is it?
It's a battery operator.
Matt Carrum Downs, Bill.
Hello, Matt.
G'day, lads. Happy Friday.
What was that?
Hang on, Matty. What,
hang on, what was that?
You're talking
what
to him.
What the hell was that?
I had a burp.
You burped Matty's name.
I don't think I did, Matty.
Matty.
No,
that's disgraceful, Matty.
No. Good to see him back in the VFL. Anyway, they had a bit of a spell there, and now they're back in, and your brother's a captain.
Yeah, he is.
Burping while he speaks, by the way, Nick.
Yeah.
When you've got those Tarantos and Kellys and
Caniglio. Now, Caniglio.
Yep.
Who is it?
Caniglio. He's set.
Any danger of you two getting on the same page?
I bring everything I can to bring one of the best sports reports and fine $20,000 plus he lost $36. And lucky enough, I caught up with him.
What?
And I said to him, "Hey, Jado, did you self-report yourself, didn't you?" G'day to you. G'day, listener. G'day, you, Rab.
What is the capital city of Spain? Bill.
Madras.
Madras.
Yes.
Madras. Madras. Same thing, Jim. Madras.
What, honestly, have you been, where have you been?
Nowhere.
Where have
you're
you been?
You're lucky I'm not at the bloody, where was I going again? I've forgotten.
Flower drum.
I was supposed to be there for lunch today.
Well, Bill, you're not there because you're working. This is your job.
Well, I was going to have a sickie.
Were you?
He's going to miss now, and he's going to miss his 300th game, Bill, which was meant to be this week.
I like your commentary. I'm just watching.
Oh, my God. Don't talking.
Dude, how.
What?
Tom Boyd will definitely could play AFL again, Jim. Interesting.
Will definitely could.
Will definitely.
That's what you said?
No, I didn't.
You did?
Jim, don't put in words in my mouth.
Oh! Oh, no!
And Barack Obama.
It's a sports rap. Bill.
Yeah. Guess who he follows? Who's his number one team in Australia is in basketball?
Who?
Illawarra Hawks.
Why?
Because that's where LaMelo Ball's gone.
Oh, no. Bill's of the belief that the Hard Stadium in Perth has destroyed two football clubs over there.
And wait for the rugby league. Hey, rugby league this week.
Oh,
State of Origin 2.
No good over there, Bill.
New Zealand, Queensland do not want to play there, I'm telling you.
New Zealand.
Well, who are they playing? New South Wales or whatever.
Where you were born.
Mal Meninga. He'll do a cashie before he coaches them. Matthew or Marcus, is it? Stoinis? Marcus.
Marcus.
Yep. Likely to return to the lineup tonight. We play Afghanistan? Mm. No. Pakistan? No. Jamaica.
Jamaica. It's too, on your sheet.
Do you want me to find
Well, you know what it says on
Bangladesh.
To take on Pakistan. On you, it wasn't Pakistan.
Bangladesh tonight.
Shouldn't be.
If Australia are anywhere near their best, they win that game easy.
They got the leading run scorer of Bangladesh. You know that, Jim? What's his name? Al Hallan? Probably shouldn't have a go at it. But
Shakib Al Hassan.
Al Hassan? Jim?
Al Hassan.
Yeah.
I literally said it. I think that's what you said, Rabs. Al Hassan.
Jim, you know the fastest hundreds faced off the least amount of balls.
What is wrong?
So the fastest. Yeah, it's. Just a tease. Right. Port Melbourne have locked away big Peter Lathan. So he was all right.
Port Melbourne or Port Adelaide?
Port Adelaide, sorry.
Lathan. Look at the name and club wrong.
I'm looking through the glass at Rowan.
No,
he can't believe how bad Bill is. He said, I had to see for myself just how bad Bill's rap is at the top. And this is just evidence.
Port Adelaide. I went to Port Melbourne on Sunday. Yeah, very. Right. I liked it down there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Listen to Matty's story.
Well, yeah. Andrew in Port Adelaide.
Port Melbourne.
Port Melbourne. Port Melbourne, you idiot. Tim. Port Adelaide chairman, David Koch, tells Michael Voss. Kosh, sorry. Tells Michael Voss. Rory Lobbs hurt himself, Jim. A stress fracture. someone's copying old Wilbur.
He plays for Fremantle.
Yeah.
So
which
they
is
train
in Perth,
at Coburn. They train in a whole different
Cockburn.
Place. No, it isn't. It's Coburn.
How do you spell it?
I lived in the joint for 20 years. It's called Coburn.
How do you spell it?
I don't care how you spell it. It's pronounced Coburn.
Jim, how do you spell it? That's a question.
Bill, no.
C-O-C-K.
I don't care.
That's cock to me. No. B-U-R-N. Burn.
What sort of a sentence is that? C O C K, that's cock to me.
Well, that is, Jim.
What sort of a. What are we dealing with, Rabs?
Well, it is.
Fantastic.
And also, Dylan Allcock.
Saw that.
Who won the wheelchair final.
Allcock. Or is it A double L C O C K,
that's cock
to
me? Dylan Allcoburn.
No,
Allcock, I think it is. What else? Oh, Matty Wade.
Yes.
He made another 100, Jim, in the Australian A game.
Yes.
Are we
playing against anyone, though,
in
those games?
Well, Derbyshire.
Yeah, Derbyshire.
They're the two openers.
I want to know who they were playing against.
Fallandell.
Yeah. Who were they playing against? Was it a county?
A county, Jim.
Which one?
The, I thought it was Gloucester.
No, which one, Bill?
Worcester.
I beg your pardon?
They call it Worcester. Worcester. Worcestershire. Worcestershire, Jim. That's it.
Thank you, Bill.
So Stark got a wicket.
Worcestershire.
But Bill, I just cut that bit out.
You never said that on Friday.
I did so, Jim. I am number one at the world like Nostradamus.
Number one at the world like Nostradamus.
Funny you should ask that, Jim, because I can predict things.
Oh, predict.
Predict things,
yes,
Jim.
Yes.
A man, Jim, was arrested yesterday
after
falling into a combine harvester.
Right.
Fell into the combine harvester, Jim.
Oh, God.
But when clubs go on record, which they've now done and said it's not navicular, you have to take them at their word and do you know otherwise.
Jay-Z was down on the boundary line.
Three UZ is football.
And she was saying how young Finn, her boy, has billeted it out.
Oh,
it's hard to say that.
Yeah, have another go at it.
Billeted out. Took us back to our days when we were billeted out,
Thank
Jim.
You, Bill, yes.
Anyway, hence.
Hence.
133353.
What are we going with?
Tell us your billeted out stories.
Oh, no.
And your sister, of course, who might be the first daughter, son. Father, daughter. Who do you barrack for, darling?
I'm not proud to say, Bill. I'm a Carlton man.
Oh. Darrelling.
Dazzling and Darrell. Well, the Adelaide, what are they called? The basketball team?
36s.
Sixes, yeah.
You know why? What they were invented in 1936.
What?
Yep. The Adelaide 36ers.
No, it's because Adelaide was founded in 1836.
Oh, that's what. That's right. That's I knew it was something
Parko,
like that.
Thank Parko. God you're here, Parko.
Because a lot of young blokes don't, Jim.
No.
So good on you, Joshua Battle.
Joshua. Hello to you, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. G'day, listeners. G'day to you, Raps.
Coin has been tossed, Bill.
Raps. It has indeed. Well done there. I missed it.
Okay. Bill's all over things here today.
Jim, we don't go there to watch the cost of the toin.
Oh, my God.
I meant that.
Did you mean that, did you? That. Yeah, righto. I'll tell you what, that is a good serving.
I know. Mm. And there's one standout.
All right, go on.
Oh, no. Oh.
And one standout and then doesn't know
well,
who it is.
Well, no, well, it is the worst game I've ever heard, Jim. Get stuffed, Marco Polo. So, hence, 133353.
Yes.
What is more annoying than Marco Polo? You should have done the tag.
Anything else we need to get through before the top flight wanders in?
I'm just having a look in the paper, Jim. I see. Yes.
What do you see?
Oh, just
you're just flicking the pages of the Herald Sun.
Yes, I just Bomber's been in the news.
Yes,
Jim,
he has.
So is Nicola Gobbo. She's been in the news. That's cock to me. No,
we actually did a segment one day when something fell over, and Bill decided it'd make good radio to read the Herald Sun. So he just found articles on like page 14.
Yes.
So you can imagine by the time you get to page 14 what garbage they're serving up in there. And Bill just started reading.
E-cigarettes have been banned in San Francisco, Jim, which is interesting.
If the first par appealed to him enough, he wandered into the second par. That's a long way into the book, Fat,
that is,
by the time you get in there.
Racing at Maui today.
Oh, yeah, no, that's good.
Anyway, Jill's in.
Bridget. Nadia in Heathmont, Bill.
Nads.
Hey, my brag of the week is about my husband. He had a fire yesterday at work, and he was as cool as a cucumber, his manager said. And
you're so unbelievable.
Hang on. What are you bragging about your horse, Ben?
My husband.
Oh, Bill.
It's my English accent. Sorry, guys.
Nuts.
Husband, yeah. Ben.
Your husband doesn't work at SEN radio station, does he?
No.
So what happened? Sorry, Nadia. Your husband, Ben.
My husband, John.
Oh, John.
Yes, John, Bill.
Yeah.
The artichoke pizza, I like that. So we'll get some Nina and Pasadena streetwear for you.
Beautiful.
Neverlandstore.com.au.
Or anchovies. Like, is it anchovies?
Gluten-free and
artichokes. Two different things,
mate. They're very different things.
One's a plant, one's a fish.
Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah.
Did you?
Why'd you ask the question then?
Well, it just they spelt the same.
They start with an A, that's it.
That's it. Haven't they got a K and a chokey thing in there?
Anchovies doesn't have a K or a chokey thing in there.
I thought after two weeks, Bill, you might come back stronger than this. I thought you might come back stronger than this.
I thought she meant anchovies and she's talking about artichokes.
All right, we need that. I did.
It's been a failure. It's been an embarrassing failure.
A really big failure.
So why do you get a break? You should actually keep going.
Do you reckon I could?
No.
My mental not capacity?
Not the way you were going at the back end of...
Tell you what, I've come back bright.
Oh, sharp.
Sparkly.
Hey, sparkly. Matty, just get that recording.
Anyway, Damien, great to see you. How good's this festival, by the way?
Whiskey, Wine and Fire Festival, Caulfield Racecourse. Marco, you're heading along, mate. Whiskeywinefire.com.au to grab tickets.
You just wine write makers. That down too, if you don't mind, Matty.
Caulfield Racecourse.
Festival.
Thursday night.
Bill's called it.
And it'll be the Sunday Footy Show Boys. So hosted by Tony, Damien, and Nath.
Prime time Chompers.
Friday night.
Come on, Chompers.
Yeah, so that'll be good.
Good. And then next year?
No. Don't believe that scuttlebuck.
Oh, Scuttlebuck.
Don't believe that scuttlebutt, Jim.
And then next year on the Thursday night.
No, that's not confirmed, Jim. Don't be scuttlebucking, Jim.
What did you say then?
Scuttlebutty. If he was still alive, Herman Melville would have written a book about Bill. Do you know who Herman?
I don't.
Oh, I knew you wouldn't. Moby Dick, Jim. He wrote about Moby Dick, and he was the poet of the American Renaissance.
Was he? Mm. Yeah. That was your experience of it?
You know what Moby Dick did? Actually, what did Moby Dick do? And stay it got there, stuck, Brad. Jim, it like did. Your tongue does on
the, that's it, Bill. Dumb and Dumber style.
On a, on
Paul,
no,
on what?
On something. Oh! G'day, listeners, and g'day to you, Raps. And then my old stepping woody.
Boys, that's Pickett Palace singing a song about Anthony McDonald
tipping woody playing footy.
And they're going to be live from Eddie's desk tomorrow morning at breakfast.
Here.
Yes.
Someone also told me that they're about to put a song together about Matty Richardson isn't far off. Because apparently one of them's a big fan of Richo's. So there's a song coming out about him, they reckon.
It's catchy, that one.
You like it, Bill?
Playing footy, Anthony. I couldn't be able to sing it and say it that quick, but...
For me, Jason Roy, even though he's an exciting player, did not have as good a tournament as Shane, as David Warner, and he should have been in the side.
I could mount that agreement with you.
We've won every game by a minimum of 70
it's
points.
About 70, yeah, exactly.
So
right.
we've just breezed our way into the semis.
And there's some talk, and I'll have a chat to the people at Netball World Cup type.
So you're saying, even though I've just told you 12 blokes have actually walked on the moon, you're saying no one has ever?
Never.
Oh. Yeah, all right, mate. What is it?
What happened to you, Gene?
Loch Ness Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, that is real.
Oh. Keep your feedback coming in at James Brasher, of course, the number one global and trending. You can get hold of me if you want to give me some personal feedback. Fat?
Yes.
Billy Brownless?
Billy Brownless. Yeah. That's me.
That is your name. It's a rush out.
What sort of nicks are you
on, Bill? 54 not out, Jim.
Right, so the score, they're just individual scores. Yeah. Where's the match at?
3 for 265 day one.
Batting first?
Batting first, that's right. Nice.
Where's that game being played?
That's being played at Taunton. Taunton, Jim.
Taunton.
Yes. Taunton. David King said in his column today that he thinks the Saints should interview James Heard. James Heard for the job.
Crumbs.
This is at St Kilda.
Yes.
Interesting, Jim.
Well, that's good. The Saints should interview James Heard. This is at St Kilda.
Is that English?
Where else would it be, Bill?
It could be in St Beeds. Out there in the Amos. St Beeds, Jim, yes.
St Mary's, Bill.
St Mary's down in Geelong. St Joseph's. A lot of Saints, Jim.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know who liked his Instagram? And they were bowled out for 85, Jim.
In a session.
Yeah, in a session, a week before the first test starts against the Aussies.
It's unbelievable.
And Tim Murta. How do you say it?
Murta.
Murta. Well, same thing.
I'd probably go for Peter Siddle. If the wickets are going to do a little bit.
Yes.
We've seen the Irishman.
Muta.
Muta.
It's Muta move.
Oh, no.
Murder. Anyway.
Why aren't
a conveyor belt
commission?
Bloody washing machine, stupid
oh,
thing.
I should be getting the commish.
Anyway, a see-through toothpaste thing.
Our three votes, Chris Judd, in.
I can't wait to ask him about the old trainer's wheels, Jim. He's
or training wheels, even.
What was it training? Well, I'll get that right. Training
or
wheels.
Trainer wheels, or probably not trainer's wheels.
And Mitch Strawn, Mitchy small underline thing, Strawn.
Yes. You and I are from a different era.
Yeah.
When you used to cop that like every minute.
Every
you just got split
minute.
Down the middle as often as you like.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. That's it.
Oh! Oh! That's the end of your rap.
I went to Crown last night, Jim.
Hello.
Had a bet on the tables. And guess what the croupier said?
What?
No more bets?
Oh, no more bets.
Is that his prepared gag? That is hideous. Hey, Brabs, are you a part of that?
No more bets?
How good no more bets?
Are you a part of that?
No, I'm just clicking the button. I didn't prepare
honestly,
anything.
You surely, Jim, if he came to you with that, you would have said, I don't reckon that's going to fly.
I'm part of this, though.
First question I got, is Brayshaw really a flog? just on Eddie Betts, Jim.
Yeah.
No surprises, really, to me. I did say this 2 weeks ago. Tell you what, Jimmy, bet's quiet again.
Oh, he's just gone into the booth and put that down. No. You are, honestly.
Jim,
I said yesterday that. Got to your head. You did a couple of things yesterday that actually worked.
Jim.
And now you got ahead of yourself, haven't you?
I said this 2 weeks ago, Jim. Tell you what, Jimmy, bet's quiet again.
can't believe that, can you? Honestly, it's close to embarrassing. In fact, it is embarrassing.
So no more bets?
No. That we should package that up and send it off to Apria.
Apria. Who are Apria?
Awards night. Oh,
you mean the Acras?
The Acras. That's
Apria.
You're on the video going, oh!
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I love Todd. He's one of my favourites. Right. Every time he rings, he riddles your fat guts with bullets.
Yeah, he does.
Which
he does.
I find very entertaining.
But why doesn't he come in and meet me face to face?
No, he did. And you didn't know.
But he didn't say, oh, I'm Todd from Barn Heads, because he would have known.
That was the whole gag.
I would have Camachi crunched him.
Oh, Camachi.
I would have given it to him.
I want to be good.
I got this off the wires, Jim. Girl riding Movie World's Iber coaster hit in the face by a rogue Ibis, Jim. Well, it's gone viral now, this footage, posted by a mother, showed Paige, the young girl, screaming with her hands off the harness before the roller coaster drops and speeds up on the second hill. But as the coaster powers up the hill, Jim.
The coaster.
What's what they say? An Ibis appears out of nowhere and whacks her in the head.
Oh, in the what?
In the face, head.
Oh.
In the duck, Wayne Carey's in the studio.
Re-ask that question, Fat.
What was it?
No. He's already forgotten.
What's
in a song,
now?
He's forgotten. No. Can we please back over Bill saying, pardon, during the recent ad? Hilarious. Hashtag learn how to speak. So it was during the Google ad. Let's have a listen.
Yes. Google has partnered with the AFL to enable you to vote for your player of the month.
Partnered, even?
Maybe it might be Tom Hawkins.
So, Bill.
Yes.
I don't think you got that out as cleanly as perhaps you'd like.
For Google.
And they do pay for them.
Exactly. It's something they're purchasing.
Who gets paid?
So, instead of saying partnered, let's see if we can get it right. So, you've got the ad in front of you there for Google?
Yes, Jim.
Oh, let's give them another outing.
3, 2, 1. With the end of another epic round of footy comes another chance to vote. Good start. Yes, Google have partnered.
No!
No!
Again, Bill. So you got the first bit out all right. Another chance to vote. Partnered. Next line. Yes.
Yes, Google have partnered.
No!
How do you say it, Jim? Have teamed up with the AFL.
Can you believe that?
I actually
he's
can't.
Had six goes at it, and he still can't say it.
Part.
It's two syllables.
Partened. Geelong, Jim, I'm going to welcome back some regulars this week. Rival clubs are circling. Your man?
Who?
Chol.
There's an L on the
end. Yeah, I know. We had him on last week.
If they're going to have any chance of being involved in September, they must win that game.
St Kilda have never won over there. So, and Adelaide Park, or whatever it's called, Footy Park or Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide Park.
Well, if you're over in Turkey, there's a Turkish superstition that if you see or hear an owl. Righto. What planet is farthest?
Oh, no.
Furthest from the sun? Oh, no.
Belinda, I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that.
Oh, that's cock to me.
No. Oh, Bill.
Who put that together?
You did.
Bill. Oh, I put it together, did I? I can't even know how to rewind.
I can't even know how to.
And you liked his actual style, Bill, didn't you?
Well, he throws the head bat back as he...
as the release.
Yeah, exactly, which is important.
Yeah, that's part of it.
I've done a bit of archery, I've seen blokes try and do it. And they don't throw the head back, they just go bang.
Right.
Whereas if you do it and you let go the pinnacle, it's called, when you let that go... Oh, number two draft pick, Jack.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Jack Lukosius.
Yes.
Like a legend.
Do you like one, Jill?
Brett from Mount Waverley.
Jill?
He's now called me Jack and Jill.
You try and help him out, Jim.
Trying to help a man.
You can lead a horse to water.
That's it.
What's the other bit?
Go on.
You can lead
a horse to water, but?
But you got to make him drink.
That's not too
nearly.
Bad. It's not too
what
bad.
Is it?
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
The AFL Score Review Hub, we're calling it the Hub, will be based at Marvel Stadium for this year's finals. Won't there be a lot of pressure on that?
But, Bill, there's only usually one final at Marvel.
No, but the hub's there.
Oh, so they throw goes, from the G
they
to there.
They throw the G
oh,
sorry, to there. Right, so the hub is all there and they yep. look at it. Oh, mate, right. but CSR type stuff.
Righto.
CSR.
CSI, actually. Mm. Get it right, Rabsy.
Really sure we
No are. Love. So I don't know what's going on there. I no? thought you might have updated us.
No, sorry. I don't know.
The cricket, as you said. Steve.
Oh, how good.
Now, Steve Smith, Jim. His last 10 inningses in Ashes cricket, right?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes, go on.
Inningses. Mm. In Ashes.
Or just innings.
Well, they're plurals.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same. One of those ones where it's the same.
No, it's not. Innings or inningses?
No, innings. Last 10 innings.
Like yep. bra or bras, isn't it?
No.
No, there's no S on the
if
end.
If I went to buy 5 pairs of bras,
yeah.
would I just buy 5 bras or 5 pairs of bras?
You're putting a whole nother word in there, Bill. But, 5 bras.
Things that finish with an S, you don't have to add an ES.
Another S.
Yeah.
What, a brownless?
Yeah, well, there's not brownlesses.
There he is. I got brothers. If you think your life's been impacted by toxic dust, visit Zapara's Law, that's it, isn't it, .com.au today or arrange an obligation-free initial appointment. But he had a mask on, a nice mask, so he's 42. He looked about 18, 19.
Right.
He had a wig, he had glasses, and he had a black bra on and a nice donut T-shirt, and he got caught on the last gate. Oh. What a fool's head.
For what?
Fool's head.
Thanks, guys.
Simon Kadich, a very, very good player. Hey. I used to love watching him bat, Bill.
Good ticker.
Hard. The only thing I didn't like about him is he used old pads.
Old pads.
Old pads and old gloves. So you can't have dirty gear.
Well, who's a wicket keeper for India? He wears old pads.
Rishabh Pant?
No.
The old one.
The old keeper, yeah.
Oh,
the old
played the MS World Dhoni.
Cup. Yeah. MS, he wears the worst old pads. Everywhere. I hate his pads.
I tell you what we've got. It's some nice.
I hate his pads.
Some nice feedback.
What have they ever done to you?
Well, they patted me out. They annoy me. Oh, no. Annoy me.
Look at him. He stayed up too late last night, fat boys.
He patted me out.
There's a world movie on. I was flicking between both.
<He's> not.
Hi, Jim. Wednesday, August 7, hump day.
Yes.
Brad Hill will tell Fremantle that he wants to return to
could,
Victoria.
Will tell.
Well, he could or he will. I don't know
all
when.
Right, okay.
See Paddy down there. What does Paddy do? My
what?
Brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
Southern-law. Anyway, that's a wrap.
All right.
So I'll tell you where else don't go, Jim, for a while.
Where else?
I told
don't
you
go?
This 3 weeks ago. Hong Kong. No good, Hong Kong.
Why?
I mean, just, oh, there's a few demonstrations going on and things in the streets.
Is that what there are, yeah?
Yeah. So,
you're just going global with your.
Well, rap, I am. Yeah. I'm just telling the people out there, if they're sitting there thinking, where we go for a little trip, we'll go to Honkers. No.
I tell you where else don't go.
Where?
Is his sentence?
Geelong,
I'm going to be down there.
You will be.
I will be.
I was sucked in.
Take two jackets.
Oh, no.
No, it'll be beautiful.
No, it won't be beautiful.
It'll be 18, 19.
No, Bill, it won't be.
Lights.
It'll be 7 or 8.
Because you know what the lights do? They act as a heater. We've got a switch there, and you just turn it over, and they go from the light also to the heating.
Like the bathroom ones.
Well, exactly. Like the Tastic.
What?
That's what they call Tastic.
I tell you, he can't anymore be allowed to stay up past sort of 10:30.
You actually go down into Ballarat and then you come out of Ballarat. And I'll tell you what, it'll be as worse.
It will be as worse.
As worse. That's it.
That's it.
The grammar.
Righto.
Well, you haven't because the Tigers' crowd record against the Eagles is 57,616 last year at Optus Stadium.
Yeah.
So that's hence why we want the 60 to beat the Optus Stadium. But I have a look at the emergencies. Ollie Wines, the co-captain, is fit and ready to play, but he won't get a game because there's no change.
Reading to play.
Yep.
Amazing tackler. Everything he does is at the very top of the ability sort of range for AFL football, except set shot kicking.
Yeah.
How can that be?
Well, I think he gets nervous too. He gets the old shingles.
Shingles. Shingles is a disorder, Bill, that
is it?
People get. It's got nothing to do with goal kicking.
All right, then, but he might. You don't know. He hasn't out in that boat
so
all day.
You're saying that missing set shots is because of shingles?
No, not necessarily, Jim.
Which is actually a chicken pox derivative.
Is it?
Yeah, shingles.
I couldn't find a word.
Right,
it was,
so you
just
went
nervous.
You went with shingles. Now, how's the, before we get on to the cricket, how's the cafe going?
Cafe's flying along. Ooh, yep. Get down to Mr. Frankie. It's going very well, Bill.
In the Herald
I'm worried
Sun
about
day.
Summer. It's going to be busy.
Oh,
I think we need a bigger kitchen.
You're going to have to put a boy on.
Don't just wait.
Yeah, we'll just
don't
just
get
calm
too big
down.
Too quick.
Nah,
you walk
right.
first, then you
liquor license in 2 weeks.
No, what do you do, Bill?
You crawl first and then you walk. You crawl first, Jim, and then you walk, all right? Jay Clark is reporting that the Demons are trying to make a play at Alan Richardson. He'd be good in there, Jim. Wouldn't He'd be a nice good. Little second IC. The West Coast swingman, Oscar Allen, is a round 21 rising star.
Yeah, very good player.
He's a good player.
Can't believe it's taken that long, actually.
Oh, I know. Well, and Darcy Fogarty must be a bit unlucky there, yeah, too, right. Kicking five, but yes. Stan Chu. The Saints, Jim. Oh.
Stan Chu.
St Kilda are set to get an interview from Robert Harvey.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Yeah, well done to him. Been Brilliant. A people's person, ornament. I think he said in the paper. Yeah, well done to him. Being a very good player. We'll talk to him about Duck. Better player than Duck, do you reckon?
Talk to him about Duck. No, we won't.
No, we'll talk to Duck about him. You fool's head. Yeah. There must be another scanning place.
There must be. I don't know. Oh, will you tell me of one? Except for, of course, our man.
Down in Swan.
Bridge Road Imaging.
Yeah.
Doctor. Him. Yes.
Who's got gout.
What's his name, Bill?
Dr. Rowan Smith.
Only been working with us for 5 years, Doc Rowan White, minimum.
White.
Yeah,
same
even.
Thing.
You'd think when they get a bit quiet, they'd think up something better than Joe Root's Barmy Army, Joe Root's Barmy Army. It goes for about half an hour.
Yeah.
If you're a player, you'd certainly turn them at some stage and go, have you got anything else other than that?
Didn't they sing one about the, I'll come back to you on that. Oh. That's a good one.
This How's his opener been? Time.
Captain South Australia, Jim, so he's a leader. Mm-hmm. Won the Lark medal, of course, named after.
Larky?
Yes.
Well, I would have thought.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. They like that outside, Jim. It just erupted outside. I told a bit of a gag.
Jack Grimes, who will be all Australian, surely.
Sure. What about his vineyard out there? Hasn't he got a nice one out at Macedon?
Yeah, definitely. I've been out there. I was lucky enough, and he's got a good setup out there. Farmer Grimes.
You should get out there, Jimmy. Nice little reds.
What sort of reds are you producing?
Just a Sablon Blanc. Brad Lee plays a good role. Brett Lee, sorry. No, what's
Brad
his name?
Brad Lee.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Lee, Brett Lee.
Brett Lee, Brad Pitt.
Pitt plays a good role, Jimmy. He's very good, Brad Pitt.
As a better coach, and Brett Ratton's got that.
He has. He has indeed. What was I going to say?
Brendan Bolton wasn't one of those ones.
No, he wasn't. No, unfortunately, poor old Bolts. But it's come out today that it was the relish, Jim.
The relish?
On the rabbit tureen.
What was in the relish?
Just relish. You know what I do? Because I find in meetings that a lot of blokes, they like to sit back and they talk about this and that, but they never actually say what they're there for.
So you get into it straight away?
So I said, mate, look, what we want is... that much money, and how can we
do you
get
go
it?
In too high knowing it'll be a bit
We only want
it's called like a real
what's that called, Bill? If you negotiate that way,
like a real modern day Gordon Gekko, eh?
It's called an ambit claim, Bill. I think
ambit,
yeah,
even after you told him he didn't get it right. Brag artist,
yes,
take it away.
All right, Jim Brad, brag artist, we love this one.
Pat Cummins, who I love.
Yes.
He'd stood his ground because he knew it was coming.
He did.
He'd bounced hell out of Archer in the first inning. He just stood there. I loved it, Bill.
He's got a nice technique. What'd you say then? What a nice technique, Jim, hasn't he?
Pat Cummins.
Cummins.
Keeps it nice and simple. 12 eggs for breakfast.
12, weird.
That's Jim. Weird, Marcus so, Adams.
We've all got pikes and girlfriends that have weird eating habits.
Old lunches, brownless.
I'm going to talk to some witches. Because I reckon I've cast a spell on him.
Well,
who's your favourite witch?
Uncast it.
Who's your favourite witch?
What? What is wrong with this?
Who's
man?
Your favourite? Not be. Oh, what's the good God. Sort? The good-looking witch.
Don't say anything.
Well, I can't remember. Send it in now. How do they do that, Rebs? Your favourite witch.
Out of Bewitched.
No, Elizabeth. Not Bewitched. The good-looking one that's got a friends and a quite attractive young lass.
Yeah, no one knows.
How many days since Essendon won a final?
Oh, no.
Jim?
How many?
5,465 days.
So how many years is that?
By 362 is about...
365.
365
now. Even? Yeah, they've added 3 days to the year. Yeah,
when's that been a year?
It's a long, long time
it's
since
a long,
they won a
long time. So. I'm going to work that out, Jim. Jordan Stevenson.
Jaden even?
Yeah.
Jaden even. Oh, Jim.
Magnificent
and
man,
have
Gus.
To be a lot, nearly the size of mine.
I think that's backfired on you, sucked in.
No, it's terrible, Jim. I can't read out. So there's a lot of bad language I can't wear. Hashtags.
Can't wear.
Bad language I can't wear.
I can't wear on radio, Jim.
Really, that's what it is. You can't wear it on radio.
Hashtag Captain Cocksmack. Davey Warner has arrived at training without the beard.
Ooh.
He's finally shaved the beard because he's not going that well with the beard, Jim. So he's taking the beard off.
He's not going that well with your fat ass on his back. That's
exactly.
What
we might have to do. So I was thinking about this last night. I actually woke up in a lather of sweat.
A lather.
And I thought we're going to have to get him a spell.
Oh, no.
We need a spell to get him.
What did you wake up in?
A lather of sweat. Lather of sweat. Who wins the NAB Rising Star, by the way? Is it Sam Walsh?
Easily.
Yeah, right.
Easily, but...
Deserves it.
Connor Rosie, for mine, is the best player of that group.
Ringer.
If you are the old basketball against the wall,
yep.
You're picking your team. Of all the first years...
Who are you taking?
I'm taking him first.
Are you?
And I'm taking Ben King second.
I'm taking Nakia Cockatoo.
Well, he's been on the list for 3 years.
Actually, about longer. He's just signed an extension down there, the Cats. Because my mate tells me
I'm allowed
to
give investment advice, or should, but
no. Well, you talk to your investment advisor. But my mate tells me the world's not going well.
No,
overseas, Europe, and all that.
The world's not going well.
Yeah. That's sort of a high level economic term, James. If you can't follow,
Deutsche Bank.
They could go under. They could be nationalised.
Could go under.
Yeah,
which is unbelievable. And then there's anarchy, chaos.
Yeah.
And if you've got gold or silver, and not shares,
right,
Jim,
right.
Don't laugh, old waistcoat. Don't laugh. You've got to actually buy
these sentences.
You've got to buy the bullion. You've got to buy the bullions.
Yeah.
Bullions.
What are they called?
Bullion. Gold bullion.
Yeah. Now, well, if I can just brag for a minute.
No.
I've just been handed a bit of paper here, Jim. Look at it. What does it say, Jim? Top of it. What's it say?
Alan Richardson joins Melbourne.
What did I say 20 minutes ago, Jim?
Well, you thought you'd broken it. Their own website had sort of already put it out.
Well, he has joined Richmond. I said that at 2:11.
Melbourne.
What did I say? Richmond. Join Melbourne, you idiot. What else? Tom Morris is reporting Fremantle is down to Justin Longmire.
Muir.
And we're asking... what parents got to be kidding, but I'm going to give you a background story to this, okay, Jim? So, Friday night footy at the G. Look at the weather.
She's big.
This could be a elimination final preview.
Well, what is that?
Elimination final preview, Jim. Yes.
Got coming your way, big show. Hello to you.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Haven't been to lunch.
The last 2 years, I haven't had a weekend off work. Today, I told the boss to go get stuffed, and I'm knocked off early and having the weekend off.
Why haven't you not worked on a week, had a weekend off in 2 years? Hey, Gav, who got a tooth in his ear after he bought a hamburg.
Yeah, like
yes, Bill.
Hamburg.
Tim Kelly, Jim. How good of a year Tim Kelly had? Because he's also won the coach's... coach's best young player.
He's in his mid-20s.
I know, but he won that. good one, Ireland. Shane, nice. The silly Irishman.
All right, so who's getting prizes
I'd like
here,
to cup. Just plug there from talk, Jim, for a minute.
Plug. To give them one and two in this draft where the top two players are so far ahead of everyone
spot
else
on.
Would be a reprehensible way.
Reprehensible.
A bit reprehensible way
reprehensible.
Of rewarding hideous mediocrity.
Hideous mediocrity.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, they don't want to delist him because if they trade him to the Suns, they can get something back. Yeah. So that would be stupidity in the highest. But Adelaide are on the verge of a huge clean out.
Rosanna in the highest.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Rosanna, even,
How do you do it, Jim?
I think it's you get it right if you're going to say
the Lord's Prayer.
Rosanna. Tomato soup. Mm.
Davey, what do you got, Dave?
Yeah, I remember reading about a couple. Their surname was Peacock.
Yep.
And they had a baby boy and they named him Drew.
Drew Peacock.
Yeah, say it again.
Drew Peacock.
Yeah.
What is it?
Don't worry about it. What's the other one you got?
What's Drew
Peacock? And then
look at a Muttley.
And then there was Gary Neville, the Man United footballer. Yes. His dad was Neville.
Neville. I actually have heard that. Neville.
No,
and
the
Neville
sister.
Neville and
Droopy Cock. Well, the sister's name. Oh, we know Droopy Peacock.
Droopy Cock, Bill. That's the one.
I just got what Droopy.
You did? Explain it
to Droopy Cock. Tone's in Doreen. Hello,
Tone's
Tone.
In Doreen.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Tone.
Afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
Yes.
Afternoon. I used to live in Newcastle upon Tyne in the UK, and Hadrian's Wall runs from one side of the UK to the other.
Yep.
And very, very close to Newcastle is a town called Wall's End. Mm-hmm. And it took me 5 years to actually put the two and two together that it was the end of the wall.
There you go.
Wall's End.
So Adrian Wall goes from one side to the other, Jim.
Adrian Wall.
Adrian's Wall.
Oh, my God.
Adrian's Wall. And then Wall's End.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't, actually.
No, you didn't.
I knew it wasn't called Adrian Wall. H at the start of it.
Adrian's.
No, there's an H to begin that word.
Which word?
It's Hadrian's Wall.
Is that Hadrian's?
You idiot.
And the boxing, of course. Our man, Michael Pretty Boy Sarafa takes on Dick Horn. So that is in Bendigo.
Knackers Horn.
But first of all, Jim, did I hear right on
Dangerous' show?
Yeah, in Dangerous' show, 5 minutes to two.
Well,
our man Matty, the old booth man.
No.
He just sits in that booth and doesn't come out.
No.
I heard him on the radio.
You did not.
Rat? What else is on the Rush Hour today? You're on the show. Tell us what's coming up.
Stephen Milne, the tip. Tip rat.
Tip rat.
There he is.
Joey Montagna as well. Jack Silvani, the AFL's prettiest footballer.
All right, mate. You've done enough now, mate. Your time's done. Rush Hour.
even Dangerous had to wind him up.
Mate. That's Matty, our booth man that doesn't come out of his cave, and he's on air.
What's he doing on the wireless?
Oh, fair dinkum, Matty. Just stick to what you do. Do. Right.
I think there are still tickets available because it's difficult. There was a bit of an issue getting bookings for Melbourne Arena, and obviously that holds a lot more people, so tickets would be a little bit cheaper if there were more on offer. But because there's less, I think they're a little bit more expensive, even though... the viewing in a small stadium is pretty good.
You know what that is, Joe? That's supply and demand.
That goes
back to the old days, the old accounting, supply and demand. 1 o'clock, State Netball Hockey Centre, Jim.
What does any of that mean, Joe?
It is live on Channel 9.
Did you understand any of what Bill said before? Because you're a very intelligent woman, and I know we always point back to that, but you are high on the spectrum of sports people. Did you understand anything Bill said before?
It is. I've got a Bachelor of Commerce.
Go on then. Explain properly why that is relevant to the tickets being more expensive in a smaller stadium.
Joe?
Well, you have your supply and your demand curve.
Yes, that's it.
And when they reach...
Capitalism.
Yeah. Equilibrium. That's it.
What was that word?
That's a word I just thought of.
Just off the top of your head.
And the Vixens and the Magpies, Jim.
We know that one. We spoke to Joe yesterday.
I know, but people, they don't TSL all the time. They come and go, Jim. Cumes. I liked it.
No, Bill.
I think we'll do it again, Jim.
I reckon that's the end of it.
Or Saduka next time.
Saduka. What was it?
Mm. Saduka. That's another adage of it. All right. And Stark's got to play, doesn't he?
Yeah, I would have thought.
That, of course, starts Wednesday, 8 p.m. My voice just went. Reports Josh Kennedy has suffered a knee injury at training. Not confirmed yet. I'm just getting them from my sources.
Oh, your sources.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So Damo will be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang I think on Tim there. Gossage has said no, that didn't happen.
Okay. CC's will be happy.
Oh, no.
What happened, Jim?
So Jono is 25. He rings me.
When?
The eldest one. He rings me Friday. And this is how the conversation went. Father's Day Sunday. I said, yep.
Yeah.
He goes, we don't really celebrate Father's Day, do we? I said, no, not really. He goes, good. Then I won't call you.
No.
That's it.
That was the end of the conversation. On Friday he rings.
Then I won't call you.
Oh, no. And this is Friday.
This is Friday.
Oh. Jeez.
So, Bill, what do you reckon happened Sunday?
No call.
He didn't call me.
No cash. So he honestly didn't ring or text and say Happy Father's
Day.
Did
not hear from him on the day.
You were preempt. Told before.
He will swagger in, Blackie. There's no doubt about that.
Have we seen him? Oh, yeah. Aaron. Shadcock. No, Shattuck.
Shattuck. Shadcock.
Oh, he's just
what the hell are you on about?
Aaron Shattuck. Who is he?
Yeah.
A 15-year-old Amish. Amish?
Oh, Amish.
No. Oh. Amish.
Oh, can I buy a vowel?
A 15-year-old Amish boy and his father.
Amish.
Amish. Same thing. Now, speaking of the US Open.
Yes, please.
A Federer is out.
I just heard that.
Roger is out. Got beaten 5 sets by Grigor Dimitrov.
5 sets.
Dimitrov.
Yeah. Hey, that's spelt wrong here. Yeah. But so,
well, I wouldn't be taken over from Chompers anytime soon hosting
the tennis.
I
wouldn't get into the tennis or the golf. No. Damo has reported on AFL.com that assistant coach Scott Camporeoli and footy boss Brett Burton.
What? Camporeoli.
Camporeoli, that's it.
Camporeoli, yep.
Well, it depends, Jim.
No, it doesn't. He's never been called Rioli.
Which Italian place you're from. And
this is broadcasting royalty.
Oh, listen to Jim. Trying to take his spot. Yeah, he is. Trying to knife him.
This is broadcasting royalty, Mick.
Takes the brand though off him.
You know, the walk like...
No, don't say
they
anything.
They land the plane, you know. Beat me up. Don't worry. Give me some help.
Don't give him any help. Don't.
You nearly
don't. What is it?
Hey, who is it?
What is it? Who are you thinking of, Fat? It's a weather thing that happens during a storm.
A rainbow.
Lightning and...
Shade. Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds, Jim.
Very happy, CC's.
All sport report.
Well, they were happy until I heard your rap yesterday.
No.
That didn't really fly with
phone
them.
Call, email, and even Telstragram.
Telstragram.
What did we used to call it in the day, Jim?
1-3-3-5-3, ring us now.
Give me some luminaires from Pembroke.
There'd be a few.
Who?
Luminaries.
Luminaires.
Luminaires is a joint around the corner from here.
It's a very good joint.
Very nice joint. It is.
He does look like he's a puppet.
He does.
I'll give you that. Look at that photo now. I did note that a lot of people that have similar mindsets to you did ring up. So
we had a lot of calls.
A bloke that thought it was a cartoon as well. It's actually a puppet.
That's it. Yeah, it wasn't a Simpsons
well,
character.
Well, same. Brethra.
Brethra.
Genre.
Storm defeated North Queensland.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nice win there. They're done now. So they're in the finals.
Yep.
They take on Canberra, the green machine.
Canberra. Right, yes.
That's got popular, the NBA, hasn't it, Jim?
Yep.
What about the Cleveland?
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. At 5 o'clock, the Savo, Jim.
Bill,
and leave the tunnel.
24 minutes from the Burnley tunnel.
I'll be at where? Which? Berwick?
I'll have a listen. When was the last time you headed out?
Berwick.
When was the last time you went out there? I'll do you.
Yeah, I go for fun. I go for a drive to see how the suburbs are going. Go past Wank. Ernst Wanking.
Look at him.
What's the street called?
Oh, I can't believe it. That's it.
See, it dropped the mic. Did you see that?
Oh, that was a drop. Yeah. A mic drop at the end.
Just drop mic. They call it Jimmy in our game.
Or a mic drop. So you go the other way. Not a drop mic. You'd call it a mic drop. Sort of, that's it.
No. I think you call it drop mic. Speaking of heat, Jimmy boy, what about Braden Maynard? Heat on the ball.
Or even Maynard.
Oh, Maynard, yeah, sorry. Played well, mate. You're on fire. 13 marks yourself, I reckon. And you and Darcy Moore had 13 marks intercept, or even intercept marks.
That's it,
Jeremy. And Jordan De Goey, as we mentioned, back from Germany yesterday, training today, running around beautifully.
Calf's blood flowing?
Well, I don't know what blood's in that calf.
Right.
Hammy.
No, he's put calf's blood in his calf.
Hammy.
It's calf.
No, it's calf of the animal.
No.
Calf the animal into the hammy.
Hammy of the human.
Yeah. Where do you put the goat's blood?
What, just one goat?
Just one tethered goat.
Oh, no.
Speaking of that, Whitey's up next.
Oh, grow up.
So I thought that was interesting, and that is a first world problem that we go on with now, because we get it very good, Jim,
what was that bit
that we go on with now.
Matty, just see if you can get that ready for me, please.
Because we do.
Do you want to hear Bill's
setup?
Yeah,
give us that one. Yeah, go on.
That is a first world problem that we go on with now. We go on with now.
It didn't sound good as it came out. No. Give me another listen, please.
That is a first world problem that we go on with now.
Got after this round.
Six. I got some more good stories like the coincidence one.
Oh, no.
Anyway, your coincidence. Unusual. We're doing that. Right. Whoever answers the fifth question.
Okay.
So if you're a Richmond, no, if you're, you can watch the game tomorrow. But if you're a Collingwood or a Giants supporter. Yes.
Thank you, Bill.
Two tickets.
Right.
To Collingwood and the Giants. 3:45 Saturday afternoon.
No.
4:35.
Yep.
4:35 Saturday afternoon. It's a strange time, Jim.
You couldn't have got that right.
It's a different time. How many prelims?
Whatever the different time is, you could get the time right.
4:35. It is at
MCG,
Jim.
That's
Yeah. That's all. Okay. What are we doing now?
So that's it.
Yeah.
1-3-5-3.
Ring now. Two tickets to see Collingwood and Carlong.
GWS.
I'll be there doing the rub.
Make sure you get there on time.
No, 12 to 2.
No, the rub's 12 to 2. You and I are doing that. And then are you doing the game?
Out.
Have you been bumped?
No, I said bring on Barry Denner.
Yes. And you've been given the lemonade and sauce.
Barry does call by call. You're special. So
shut up, Rabs. No one asks you, Wine Warren.
Oh, no. That's last week.
Well, it'd be nice to update that.
I think Joey might be doing special.
So you've been given.
I don't mind that because Joey's good analyst. And, mate, you win 20 grand. How good's that?
So you're not actually on the main show. You're being sent out to a wheel.
Me and Seb and I are out there starting it.
Seb.
Costello.
Oh, Costello. Oh,
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, Sebby boy.
Nice.
So he'll do the heavy lifting and you'll just swan in and do what, Bill?
I thought I'd start with this one, right? I'm going to get
Seb.
I'm going to get Seb.
You've got to learn his name first.
Yeah, I'll get Seb. What is wet sail?
Don't know.
Because if it's wet, you'd reckon it'd slow it down. Wouldn't it?
Good question. Well, can't answer
the wind more.
Wait, what do you know, Einstein? Well, you'd know that. Why do they say wet start?
Because it's wet.
Wet start.
Why do they say wet sail? No, Khyber Pass. That was my question.
So all he had to do was get the last word of your question right, and that's the question.
That's it, Jim. How good's that? That's a good start. Where
is it, by the way? Between which two countries?
Pakistan and Bethlehem. What about your mate who's got a plane from Kwakasan and he's coming from the airport, Jim, you talk about all the time?
Kwakasan.
Jim,
what is that?
What would he be thinking,
Where's
Jim?
Kwakasan?
Just between Kakistan and...
Kakistan.
That's not a
joke. Kazakhstan. And Pakistan.
Bill.
Yes.
I would more go for a place like Albuquerque. What did you put behind the bar for the boys?
No, let me tell you, Jim, the boys...
Don't know me. What did you put behind the bar?
I'll tell you. 80 breakfasts.
No, I don't care about that.
Or breakfast.
80 what?
80 breakfasts. We had a breakfast this morning, the Sunday footy show, Jim at Crown.
Oh, no. Oh, Bill.
It's
you
a
would
hard,
have been shabby.
No, it's a hard audience, Jim, in the mornings. I reckon those breakfasts. And no...
Breakfasts.
I'll be on the rub and then I'll be doing Channel 7.
You got the arse with me then.
What?
Because I'm not working. I'm just looking at the roster. The roster's gone up.
Bill's not doing anything.
Oh, you've got the day off.
All year. I've carried that mountain up the hill.
Yep.
No, I've carried the mountain up the hill. North Melbourne reportedly in the box seat for Tom Papley.
Papley.
Jim. Yeah, get it right.
But the other thing, Bill, that drives me completely nuts.
What else drives you?
Oh, I'm in Southland the other day. All right.
Don't know.
Matty, just turn it around.
Shut up, you're in Southland, Jim.
In Southland, going down an escalator.
Yeah.
Now, let's just revisit the phone topic setup from a couple of minutes ago. Yeah. I'm in the middle of doing some of my real sharp stuff. Listen to the support I got from Bill. Drives me completely nuts.
Oh, what else, Trophy?
I'm in Southland the other day. What was that sentence?
I don't know. But I think you fast-forwarded it. Don't do that stuff.
But the other thing, Bill, that drives me completely nuts.
What else drives
you? I'm in Southland the other day.
What else drives you nuts, Jim? A lot of injuries with Nick Nat, Tom Barras, you can go Mitch Wallace. There's been a heap of them, Jim.
Mitch Wallace.
He's got syndesmosis.
Yeah, but he played there.
But, Jim, can you believe after 49 years, 3AW have axed Nightline?
Oh, what a pity.
Bill, Jim. Is there any chance of coming back?
Oh, no.
But really, Jim, how bad was it?
No, we haven't got that one.
Oh, fat rabbits!
We've done some of the best stuff
rabbits
I've ever seen.
Oh, you, well, we've had to switch studios.
Oh,
grow up.
Grow up.
Grow up.